soon-to-be 8-time All-Star Yadier Molina and the Cardinals play host to the Marlins on Monday at Busch Stadium, and St. Louis gets off to a fast start against Miami left-hander Jeff Locke.
Justin Bour right on the bag at first, holding the runner. The pitch is lined out toward right center, and Yelich dives, can't get it. It gets behind him to the wall. Here comes Carpenter. He's waved at third. Digging for third is Tommy Pham. He has a triple and a run batted in, and the Cardinals have a 1-0 first inning lead.
Two on, one out. 2-1 pitch coming to Voit. Swinging a drive to left. Ozuna racing back, turns all the way around, can't get it. It bounces up against the wall. Jerko's going to score. Molina held at third on a double by Luke Voit, and the Cardinals extend the lead to 5-0. Marcel got turned around, and that one had no chance. 0-1 pitch, and Wainwright lines with a left center field for a base hit. That's going to skip along the grass, cut off just before the track by Yelich. Two runs are going to score on a hit by the pitcher. 7-0 Cardinals. The 2-0 to Molina, swinging a fly ball to right. Stanton going back. He's onto the warning track. He's near the wall. He leaps and he can't get it. Off the wall, extra bases for Molina. Two runs are in on a double. Yachty comes through. It's 11-0 Cardinals. They've scored 7 in the third. Payoff pitch, and Voit drives one deep to center field. He's got his first two big league RBIs tonight, and he's just hit his first big league home run. The St. Louis kid, Luke Voit, with the cherry on top of a Cardinals rout here tonight. It's 14-6 on his long ball here in the eighth. I mentioned it earlier, the Cardinals are quite intrigued by Luke Voit, intrigued enough to put Matt Carpenter at second base as a starter for the first time this year tonight to get Voit's bat into the lineup as well. And he has rewarded Mike Matheny with an RBI ground out in the first, an RBI double and a run scored in the third, a two-run homer here in the eighth, and hometown kid gets a curtain call here at Busch Stadium. What a moment that's got to be for him.
Luke Voit finishes 2-for-5 with his first four big league RBIs. 14-6 St. Louis is your final. Adam Wainwright allows 6 runs over 5 innings, but he still improves to 6-1 at home this season. The Cardinals have now won 7 of 9. Marlins starter Jeff Locke gets lit up for 11 runs over 2 2/3 on Monday, and Miami has now dropped 5 of 6. Here's the manager, Don Mattingly.
Obviously, nothing really went his way. Pretty much got hit around from the beginning. Didn't seem to be able to miss anything. So everything that hit was falling. It was one of those nights for him.
What's your kind of level of concern now with him? There's been a few of these.
Well, to be honest with you, when you watch that, you're really concerned about your bullpen more than you're worried about him at that point. But, obviously it's something that hasn't been very good in general. A lot of first inning runs now after a couple decent ones. He kind of bounced back after the first last time, and today he didn't bounce back. So, it's hard to say that's much positive with that outing.
I mean, well, obviously the strain, 2 out of 3 games where, your bullpen has to come in very early. Just the strain that does for you guys right now.
Well, I thought we survived it pretty good. Taz came in and did a nice job, Mac was pretty efficient. Nobody went out and threw a ton of pitches. We gave up a couple of runs in there, but in general, I think we survived it okay for what we had left. We really didn't have our long guy today, so I thought we survived it okay. It could have been worse if the guys that came in got hit around. Then you're going to have to let those guys wear it. They were really pretty good, and the fact that we get back in the game, I think makes it, a little better on the bullpen guys, because they know they're coming in with a little bit of momentum. We get 6 back. We're only down 5 there. We get first and second, nobody out in the sixth, and we don't really get anything there. G ends up lining out, but if we get a couple there, that changes that game too. And we had 2 guys on again the next inning. That was with 2 outs though. And that kind of took the wind out of our sails at that point. And, it kind of flattens out if you don't, keep going, and they kick a run in there in the eighth or seventh inning.
The Marlins will try to get back on track on Tuesday afternoon at Busch Stadium. Jose Ureña will make the start.